beg your indulgence for my English.
I remember it was one Monday in August 1954. It was 6 o'clock p.m. local time. The sky was very clear, no clouds. That was the winter in Madagascar. The first constellation of the week had just flown over Tananarive. The offices had just closed and the streets were full of people. Several stores and cafes were already lighted up. I was standing in front of the Air France agency with several pilot officers and engineers waiting for the mail to be distributed. Our attention was suddenly attracted by a huge luminous ball of an electric green coming from the east. It took a rectilinear path, tilted at 45 degrees. We immediately thought of a meteorite. The ball dropped behind one of the hills on the south of Tananarive. We waited expectantly for a violent explosion, which never came. All eyes were focused on the south. After about half a minute, the ball reappeared over the governor's palace. It made a beeline for the marketplace. Then, suddenly changing direction, it traveled on the left side of the Avenue de la Libération, at about 50 meters above the rooftop. The speed had slackened. The green ball seemed to have shrunk. When it arrived close away from the Air France agency, we were able to distinguish the object more easily. In front of the object, there was a kind of green lenticular plasma, very brilliant. Then, about 40 meters behind, followed a cigar-shaped fuselage, apparently resembling aluminum. No windows were apparent on the fuselage, which was about 40 meters long. About 50 meters behind this fuselage came a shower of orange-colored sparks. As the object started down the Avenue de la Libération, all the city lights went out. A general silence reigned. All the observers were dumbfounded. Not a sound came from the object. According to the estimation of the pilot present, its speed was approximately 400 kilometers per hour. It was from 250 to 300 meters from Earth. The object continued horizontally in a straight line to the north and disappeared from our sight behind the station. It then came back toward Earth to disappear again behind the hills. Later, we learned that it had flown over a zebuine path, and the animals had panicked. The length of the observation was only about 2 minutes, so it seemed much longer. The director of the observatory, who investigated, reported that there were at least 20,000 witnesses.